And as we touched on before the song last night, Bill, at Icon Park in front of nearly 20,000 people, AFLW Season 2 kicked off with a bang and Carlton defeated Collingwood by 8 points in a terrific game of football. And we're joined by former WNBL star and a player who made her debut for the Blues last night, Kerrin Harrington. Well, good morning, Kerrin. How was the experience for you making your debut in front of that big crowd last night at Icon Park?
Yeah, morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was an incredible experience and one that I'll never forget. It was so great to see so many Blues fans in the stands, and yeah, the excitement was overwhelming at the beginning, and yeah, we're just glad to get away with the win.
And I read somewhere that what inspired you to turn your hand to football was actually this corresponding game 12 months ago when you were in the crowd watching the opener in that packed stadium. And was that something that inspired you to then turn your hand? Because you obviously were a star basketballer, represented Australia in under-19s. Was that part of the influence for you to turn your hand to have a go at the AFL?
Yeah, it probably was. I've gone full circle. As you said, I was there last year watching, and I was absolutely in awe of what I was witnessing, and just the scale that women's sport and women's footy included in that was just booming. And as I said, I just watched in awe and thought, you know what, I really want to have a crack at this. And being a footy fan all my life, and had a great basketball career and was probably looking for a new challenge, and footy presented itself an opportunity and I grabbed it.
It looked to me, Kerrin, as if the pace and the skills of the game had gone up a little bit on last year. Joe, I'm not sure what you think, but how did you find the tempo of the game out there, Kerrin?
Yeah, it was really, really hot early. As you said, the pace is... I can't speak for what was there last year, but certainly even in the practice match that we played prior, the girls were saying how much faster it was, and the deck last night was really fast as well. So it was very, very hot early. It kind of got a bit more congested towards the end of the game as players fatigued, but yeah, certainly early it was very hot and very fast.
Kerrin, Billy Brownless here. Well done. Now tell me about pre-season. How hard do you actually work and train pre-season? Like, you do a 2K run, do you have the yo-yo runs, plenty of weights?
Yeah, there's a series of things that we do. The 2Ks, we do repeats of that, which is a good, marker of how we're going.
Yep.
There's certainly pre-Christmas, there's a lot of conditioning that goes in, as well as the strength and conditioning side of things. And then as we kind of got a little bit closer towards the season, we really honed in and narrowed our focus on game plans and structures and things like that. But yeah, look, it is a tough pre-season, and I think the girls did such a great job balancing their life and work outside of footy, and then to come in and work as hard as we did in the pre-season.
And what was the feedback from the performance? Obviously, got away with the win. As we said, probably wasn't the prettiest game, and Collingwood probably had their chances there in the second half. They were peppering away, but your defence held really strong, led by, I thought, Danielle Hardiman and Bree Davey were sensational holding that defence together. What was the review like? How'd the feedback go from the performance?
Yeah, pretty similar to what you said. It was really a scrappy game. Probably what didn't showcase our skills that we're capable of at this point in the season. But I think for us, it was the feedback was that we found a way to win, and that was what was important for last night, is that we got the job done. As you said, the defenders did such a great job, because it was coming in, thick and fast to them, particularly in that second half when Collingwood made a run at us. And we were able to hold up. We'll go into the review today and get a little bit more feedback individually and also as lines, but just really thrilled with getting away with the win.
And some controversy last night, and this happens from time to time in the footy.
What happened?
Where a Collingwood player, Sarah Darcy, was booked for kicking Bill, one of Kerrin's teammates,
Sarah
Hosking, and it was a boot to the groin. Let's be honest, let's call it for what it is. Michael Christian will assess that throughout the week. And Joey, do you think maybe a week or two there for Sarah Darcy?
It doesn't look good. Yeah, I think any kick to the groin is not ideal. I don't know if there was any talk in the rooms amongst the girls afterwards. Was there much highlight about that, Kerrin? Because it didn't look good from where I was sitting.
Oh, look, I actually didn't even see it. I had my back.
First game, well done, Kerrin. Great answer.
I didn't see it, but look, there was no talk of it after the game. I think that all the players are really well rehearsed in the match review panel. Will take care of the process from here as a playing group. Our priority is that Sarah was okay, and we'll let the match review panel take care of that one.
Beautifully
absolutely
answered. Well
fine.
Done.
And the song afterwards, just quickly, do you enjoy that? You'll circle up, bit of Gatorade shower.
Yeah, there was. We actually, well, we had to sing the song on the ground in front of the fans, which was one of the, probably highlights of the night. And then we were able to go into the rooms and just as a playing group have that moment again. And yeah, you're right, that there were seven of us in the circle and copped a little bit of Gatorade and a bit of water, which was, again, another great experience.
Well, Karen, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, congratulations,
good luck for the season ahead. We'll have more on the Dead Set Legends on Triple M after this.